Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for August 12th, 2024. So this is a perfect week to explain what in the world does the Fed do and why are they doing what they're doing. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report on a daily basis to inform you guys what the heck's going on with the markets, especially real estate. So let's get to it. Today, here's the mortgage rates. We go over this first thing in the mornings with you guys to figure out what the mortgage rates are opening with or at, and then what's going to happen throughout the day and this time throughout the week. So let's get to it. Here's where mortgage rates are. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These aren't my rates, folks. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily right up through there. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. Five questions are, if you had somebody looking to buy their first house, it was a single family home and they were going to live there as their primary home, and right through here, they were putting down 25% because they're getting a loan for 75% and they have a 780 credit score. Well, if that's you, that's your rate. If that's not you, reach out to me at the end of this video. I'll give you all my information because I'm just a lonely old mortgage guy out here trying to drum up some business. So that's what we're doing for today. So let's get to the economic calendar. We have coming in this week, starting on Tuesday, we have the PPI. Wednesday, we have the CPI. And then on Thursday, we have the jobs report. So why is this all important and what is this stuff? Well, first off, let me explain what this stuff is and why we monitor it. Well, we monitor it because the Federal Reserve does. And this is how they determine what they're going to do with interest rates. So the Federal Reserve was actually created for two reasons. And I'm going to go right up through here and tell you that. Display for forms for people to go over on this video why the Federal Reserve was created. So it goes through that. It was created in 1913 for all this other stuff. But you're really here to understand, you know, why were they created? Well, they were created to maximize employment and for stable prices, aka inflation. Okay, so that's why we're looking at these numbers today. So let's get over to this. The PPI, on that side of it is, think of the P in the front of the PI as producer. Okay, you'll understand a little bit more when we go to the CPI. Okay, the CPI is consumer. So we have PPI, which is producer inflation. Then we have the CPI, which is consumer inflation. Okay, and then we have the jobless numbers down here, job claims down through here. Okay, so here's where they're expecting things to be. Now, these are the numbers. The CPI is the numbers that the Federal Reserve wants to get at 2% or less. So you can see right through here where the numbers are. So the core CPI, which is coming in on Wednesday, it says core CPI MOM, CPI MOM, CPI YOY, and so forth. What does all that mean? Well, the reason why I'm jumping down to the CPI is because up here it just says PPI MOM. So MOM means month over month. So where we were last month compared to where we were this month. So they take a little 30-day screenshot just to see where we were. Inflation previously was 0.2. They're expecting it to come in 0.2. Okay, so in the CPI, they do a little more in-depth. They do core CPI MOM. That means core CPI month over month. Now, what the core piece of this means is they strip out food and energy. You guys probably hear me complain all the time about gas prices. On my way to work in the morning, gas prices were $3.99. On my way back from work, they were $4.50. What happened? Well, that's why in here, the core, they pull out that numbers because they're too volatile. So the core number last reading was 0.1. And they expect it to go up to 0.2. What's going to happen? We'll find out on Wednesday. The CPI month over month is just the overall CPI. Now, what's the CPI is basically they take a basket of goods and services. It could be, you know, how much it is to fix your car, how much it is to buy bananas, and how much it is, no, not bananas, but yes, bananas, and all this other stuff. And they take a screenshot of where we were last month, and then a screenshot of where we are this month, and what's the change in the prices. Okay, so that's what this is. And then CPI YOY means year over year. Where were we previously and where are we now? And that they're wanting to get this number. It's saying it's 3% right now. It's expected to come in at 3. This is that number they want to crack into the 2% range. Okay, so let's dive in a little bit, see where these numbers are. Here's the jobs reports. Let me get my head out of the way. You see jobs down through here, kind of stagnant. Okay, let me see if I can do a little bit of a snapshot and condense this a little bit. Let's go to a 10-year chart. So here's what we had. We had job growth coming all the way through here, and then all of a sudden COVID hit, bam, everybody lost their jobs, and then they got their jobs back. So if you want to say, you know, the Biden administration added 16 million jobs, you can say that because of, you know, where he took over from here to here, that is what it is. But the trajectory, if we didn't lose these jobs, how many people would be added? Not a lot. So that number is, we'll just say, it's neutral. Okay, so the next piece of this puzzle we want to look at is, where inflation rate have we been at? Okay, so the inflation rate over the last few years in 2020, it was 1.2. This is the number that the Federal Reserve wants to get under 2% or at 2%. 2021, it was 4.7. 2022 is when it skyrocketed to 8%. 2023, it came back down to 4. 2024, as of June, we're at 3%. So on a nice trajectory right through there. Now, here's the concerns that people have. Now, 59% of the people say, we're in a recession. We are in a recession, and now that's causing a lot of fear out there as well. 3 out of 5 people think we're in a recession. Well, the definition of a recession keeps changing, but what I want to show you guys is here's what happens to real estate. You're watching this channel because you want to understand real estate. So during the last recessions, what actually happened? And I know I did a video the other day on this, so please don't turn the dial, but this is really important. A lot of people are saying, well, recession's going to hit and it's going to tank the market again. Look at the Great Depression. Look, house prices went down 25 to 30%. Oh, look at the recession that we just went through. The Great Recession, home prices were down 33%. Okay, that's 2 out of a whole laundry list of recessions. Let's go down through them just to see. So in post-World War, 1945, the GI Bill actually helped increase the number of homes and home prices. We have in the 70s, we had home prices go up notably, increased around 4 to 6%. That's usually a norm. Then we get to the early recessions of the 80s, reduction of 10% from peak to trough. We go into the 90s, and it declined 3 to 4%. And we go into the 21s, and nothing really happened. And then the poster child of all housing crashes, down 33%, and that's what happened. And then during COVID, we had that scare, but home prices actually went up 10% and a lot more in a lot of other areas. So here's kind of a breakdown of what happened in all these years. So a crash to me is 25 to 30%. Are we going to see that? I don't think so. Okay, so now here's some interesting developments that just happened in regards to the bond market. So here's where the bond market is right now. There's no news out today, and MBSs are up 5, and I'll get to that in a second. But what is now the projection of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting? And this is interesting, and it keeps changing. If you go back to the CME FedWatch tool, what this is let's go to the top. And this is basically the FedWatch tool. What it tells us is this. What's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the Federal Reserve's federal funds rate target rate at the next meeting? Well, if you scroll down through here, the interesting thing right through here is this chart right through here, the 5, it wasn't even here last week. If you don't believe me, click on one of my previous videos. Everybody had the Federal Reserve cutting all the way down to 4.75 to 5%. Okay, why is that a big to-do? Well, currently, you have to understand right now, the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5. It's over here, and this chart doesn't even go there anymore. This line wasn't even here last week. So this thing is pretty finicky. I'm saying we're going to have a 0.25% cut in September. And then if the data keeps coming in, you know, as favorably as we want, meaning inflation's coming down, the jobs market isn't falling off a cliff, we might have another 0.25% reduction rate through here. So if we get two cuts this year, I'm expecting possibly in September, maybe November, but in December for sure. So I'm expecting 2 rate cuts for a total of 50 basis points. Here's what the CME FedWatch tool, it has now 51% chance that they'll cut rates down to 5 to 5.25. That means they'll cut rates at least 0.25%. Now the 0.5% looks like it's off the table right now. Okay, so that's really interesting. So now let's get over the charts right through here. Here's where the bond market is right now. Why this is important is this is how we monitor rates. Okay, we don't watch the 10-year treasury. We don't watch what the Federal Reserve is doing. We watch this right here. Why? This bond is actually a mortgage bond that determines your rate. Okay, so right through here is all you need to understand in this piece of the puzzle. If this bond, what you're seeing up through there is the price. If the price of the bond is going up, that means rates are coming down, okay? There's a yin-yang effect. So we love when the prices are going up because the rates come down. So if the prices go down, rates are coming up. So right now we see MBS is ticking up 4 ticks. not going to do anything really for the day. The rest of the week is going to be action-packed because we have all that in inflationary numbers, the jobs report, everything the Federal Reserve monitors in one kind of in a two-day caption of data coming in. So mortgage rates are staying steady right now. I'm good with this, right about 6.5%, 15 years down almost in the 5%, and you have all these government-backed loans almost in the 5% as well. So my name is Dan Friel. Like I said at the beginning of this video, I'm just a mortgage loan officer out there willing to help you if you guys need some help. I work at ServBank. Why that's important to you guys, we're a federal bank, meaning I'm federally licensed. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. What do we do? Well, we're a lender and we're also a broker. Now, here's where this comes into play for you guys. You know, when you go out there and try to get pre-approved and then you want to figure out who's got the best rates, who's got fees, who's got what and what and what. And so you call 5, 6, 10 different places. They pull your credit, get you pre-qualified. It's a hassle. It's a real hassle. Is there a way to do one application, one credit pool, and have your, you know, at least have your loan looked at by 10, maybe 15, maybe even 20 different lenders to see, you know, are there better rates out there? That's what we do for you. Okay. We're a federal bank. We're a lender, and we're also one of the country's largest brokers, where we can do one application, one credit pool, and shop your loan up to 50 different lenders. How do you do that? Go to therateupdate.com and click the Apply Now button, and you're on your way. But if you're looking to buy that first house, I suggest you put in Grant Finder right there. We just added another one. So if you want to look at our national grants, they're right here. If you live in the Chicagoland area, click this one, and you might find some grants that you'd be really happy with, especially our Chicagoland grant. It was just added last week. $10,000 down payment assistance if you qualify. So please reach out to us if you need some help. You can scroll down to the bottom of this website and you can see our 800 number as well as my email address, and the information is right there. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I'll be back at the closing bell to figure out where the day ended. So thank you so much for watching. I'll see you later this afternoon. Take care. Bye-bye.